This winter, you may be getting two flu shots instead of one.
I don't need another flu shot. I had a flu shot last year.
A swine flu epidemic may be coming.
Swine flu shot? Well, I don't know. I've been thinking about it.
Get a shot of protection. The swine flu shot.
Scientists are saying we could be overwhelmed by swine flu this fall. They're expecting a overwhelming number of cases to hit the hospitals. And they just started human trials of the H1N1 vaccine at 8 clinics around the nation yesterday. And we tried to find out who's volunteering for the first round of vaccines. We have Gordon Potter on the line from Atlanta. He's a retiree in Georgia, and he volunteered to get his shot yesterday of the H1N1 vaccine. Gordon, are you there?
Yes, I am.
So how's your arm today? A little sore?
No, not at all.
Why did you go in? Why did you volunteer for something which is still uncertain?
Well, I don't think it's all that uncertain. I went in for a flu shot last year because I thought it was a good idea. And, you know, we've got a slightly different version of the flu, but it's made the same way it's been made in the past. And I haven't had any trouble in the last many years I've taken the shots.
What did they tell you to watch out for? What kind of effects were you warned to look for?
They gave us a sheet to record various things on. I mean, we take our temperature once a day, and we're supposed to ask ourselves, are we, you know, feeling malaise, or are we feeling feverish, and does it hurt, and look at it and see if there's any redness or things like that. But
any seizure activity, Gordon, or are you growing another arm or anything like that?
No, I haven't got another arm at all. My wife sometimes thinks I'm missing half a brain, but...
So there was a danger that you could get the swine flu from taking the vaccine?
As far as I understand it, there's absolutely no way I can get the swine flu from this. I believe it's a dead virus, but I'm not sure.
Gordon Potter got the swine flu vaccine, the H1N1 vaccine, in Atlanta yesterday. We also have Dr. Mark Mulligan on the phone. He's the executive director of the Hope Clinic of the Emory Vaccine Center in Atlanta. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you started your vaccine testing yesterday.
Yes.
And how many people did you vaccinate?
Yesterday was the first day. We wanted to sort of ease into it. We actually had quite a few of your colleagues there with us on the first day, so it was just a few people yesterday. Today we'll do probably 10, and then starting tomorrow we'll really hit it with 25 a day over the next several days, 200 or so over the next roughly week.
Is this pretty much the same procedure as getting a regular flu shot? Is this the same? It feels the same? It's the same dosage, that kind of thing?
Yes, I think that's fair to say. The thing that's different is that this is a new strain, in essence. The FDA views it as a strain change, and we'll license the vaccine. What we're trying to do is to figure out how best to use it. But from the point of view of the procedure of getting the vaccine, it's a simple injection. It's very similar to the seasonal flu.
And how do you know if it's working? And I know that there's some concern over whether or not you have to have one dose of the vaccine or two. So how do you know?
Well, what we'll do is 21 days after the first injection, collect a blood specimen, and we'll repeat that again after the second vaccination. And those blood specimens will be evaluated for antibodies, which are little proteins that circulate in the blood that attach to the virus and keep us from getting sick. And we actually know from many years of experience that a certain level of antibody in the bloodstream is protective and will keep most people from getting sick with flu. So that's what we'll look for, is the immune response in the bloodstream that would correlate with a likely protection.
Okay, Dr. Mark Mulligan, he's with the Emory Vaccine Center at the Hope Clinic in Atlanta. We also talked to retiree Gordon Potter, who got his vaccine yesterday. This is The Takeaway. We're now going to hear some of today's developing stories from Mark Garrison.